Legion.com.
Mr. Snowden has been accused of leaking classified information, and he faces felony charges here in the United States.
That's the voice of the White House, the spokesperson anyway, Jay Carney, echoing what the president thinks, no doubt. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So Ed Snowden's information dump on the NSA has led to this, folks. Talk about the ripple across the land. Your information, my information, phone records being stored in a secret, secret place called metadata land. So imagine this. A judge says the scope of the program is Orwellian and says, not on my watch. So this federal judge in Washington ruled that the bulk collection of your phone records, my phone records, Americans' phone records by the NSA is likely to violate the U.S. Constitution. This is the biggest legal setback for the agency since it first came out about the surveillance by whistleblower Ed Snowden, who gets no mercy from the administration. So the judge, Richard Leon, declared that all this metadata probably violates the Fourth Amendment specifically, which prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures, as you know. And this is a case that will most likely be kicked up to the Supreme Court. I'd be stunned if it wasn't. This is a major thump on the head to the Obama administration, and it sets up a massive legal war that's going to drag on for months, and it'll end up with the Supreme Court. So the idea of reigning in the NSA has a lot of people licking their chops and hoping that Snowden, who did issue a statement, is somehow vindicated not just by what happens, but also eventually by the United States so he could come back to the United States. Fair or foul, would you say that Snowden should get a pass and should really get amnesty and not be tried as a felon and come back to the United States? Did he do you a favor? Did he do me a favor? Did he do the taxpayers a favor or not? The case was brought, by the way, because, of course, this is all about cases, by Larry Klayman, a conservative lawyer, and Charles Strange, the father of a cryptologist who was actually killed in Afghanistan when his helicopter was shot down a couple of years ago. His son worked for the NSA and carried out support work for the Navy SEAL Team 6, that elite force that y'all, you know, that killed Osama bin Laden. So the Monday ruling, the judge concluded that the pair's constitutional challenge was likely to be successful. And boy, how about that? He put the ruling on hold pending an appeal by the government, giving them time to assemble their case, no doubt. And he really said the doubt is cast as far as the rationale for this deal. How can you justifiably pick over the bones of phone records and think that this isn't smashing the Constitution? Because they didn't have a case, which was the backup for this. They didn't have a case where there was analysis of the NSA's bulk metadata collection that actually stopped any kind of terrorist attack. So the judge said, given the limited record before him, in other words, the lack of evidence that a terror attack has ever been prevented by searching this database, was that it was faster than any other investigative tactic that the NSA had at its disposal. He says that the doubts are cast, that this is not an effective collection means of conducting time-sensitive investigations if there's terror threats. Interesting, isn't it? Because the NSA director, Keith Alexander, vigorously defended what the NSA was doing, especially when it came to the collection, the metadata collection. when he was on 60 Minutes. How about that? Unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. Big, big story. Big story. And will anything change in this, saying that the almost Orwellian technology that enables the government to store and analyze phone metadata of every telephone user in the United States is unlikely that anything could have been conceived of, period, in 1979? And he wrote this referring to the year in which the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on a Fourth Amendment case where the NSA now relies to justify the bulk records program. Ed Snowden says that I acted on my belief that the NSA's mass surveillance programs would not withstand a constitutional challenge and that the American public deserves a chance to see these issues determined by open courts. He, of course, released the comments through the former Guardian journalist in England who leaked the documents the very first time around and was leaking them. Senator Mark Udall, a leading critic of this collection method, said that the ruling underscores what I argued for years, that bulk collection of the phone records of Americans conflicts with privacy rights under the U.S. Constitution, and it's failed to make us safer. How about that? The ACLU, they say it was a thoughtful ruling. At the White House, you heard what Jay Carney had to say. No comment specifically on the case. In fact, by the time he did his daily press briefing, he said he hadn't heard of the decision, and he referred everybody to the Justice Department. The Justice Department said, we've seen the opinion, we're studying it, we believe the program is constitutional, as previous judges have found. We don't have any other comment. So how about that? And this news collided with the White House revealing that they reviewed NSA activities and they've made more than 40 separate recommendations in a report that was received by the president on Friday. And that the president would be reviewing the group's conclusions before making their findings public over the next several weeks. Reviewing the review. And the 40 recommendations as we consider the path forward. It's interesting. Once again, we are the government that reacts. We're never in front of any of this. And the idea that Snowden gets amnesty, it ain't happening. It's not happening. Amnesty for documents, for returning them, they're not changing their opinion. He leaked classified info. He faces felony charges in the U.S. So fair or foul, America, should that be lifted and should he be hailed as a hero? He's not coming back to the United States anytime soon, that's for sure. Because he knows what awaits him. 855-266-5283. You want to throw in your two... 855-266-5283.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com Order today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Maybe you've already made your way in other places and you're listening to me through the miracle of downloading on the app. But I know that some of you are probably still alive and kicking out there. If you want to throw in your two cents about now Ed Snowden, is he vindicated by some of the things that have happened? Boy, he certainly has shook up the NSA and the administration. There's no doubt about it. And the first of the challenges will continue as far as the NSA is concerned with the bulk collection, without a doubt. 855-266-5283. Does bulk collection even bother you? I got this from Bob earlier in the day, and he says, you know what? Really, who cares about listening to our phone calls? I know this is shocking to people who are so afraid of privacy, but if there is even an outside chance that some terrorist scumbag could be stopped dead in their tracks, wouldn't we want that, Kate, after all? I mean, let's be real. Would you risk it for privacy that much, really? Well, here's the thing. The problem with that is then it's more than if you just take it like that at face value and say, listen, I think there's things that have to be done and things that we wouldn't want to know about that would make the hair on your head stand straight up in a second if you were thrown into that situation. I mean, look at what goes on with these Navy SEAL teams and what they have to do when they're brought in and some of the elite, incredible people that we have that are amazingly trained and so good at what they do and the horrific situations they get dumped into and how they have saved our hides more times than we probably know. But the idea that you just completely turn a blind eye to whatever the government wants to do, I think you got to be careful. And the NSA wasting taxpayer money to pour through this metadata. And it makes it, the judge makes a great point, because who are you stopping? What terrorists are you stopping by going through that? Who are you stopping if you have so much, an incredible amount of it? And they're saying that. They're saying that they're not looking at all these individual phone calls. And why are you even bothering to waste money doing this kind of a sweep? It doesn't make any sense. And it does violate the Constitution. And we have to look at the Constitution and protect rights, because we don't want to be there. Even if we don't always agree with what happens as a result of that, there's a reason it's in place, and you can't cherry pick it. So I agree with the judge. And I think ultimately the Supreme Court will rule the same way. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. More trouble ahead for the administration when it comes to another government agency. Probably the most whacked story of the week has to be the story of the, it's just incredible. It's too good to be true. We're going to tell it to you in a second about this climate change expert who pretended he was working for the CIA and just really didn't show up to work for 18 months and was paid anyway a lot of money. And how many people knew it? And how many people knew some of the shenanigans that he was pulling and how he was wasting money? It gives new meaning to, oh, the dog ate my kid's homework and we're recreating it and I can't make it today. And the fake cough on the phone. I mean, this guy he didn't even care. He was just faking a whole different life that he was somehow connected to the CIA. But I'm going to give you all the juicy details coming up in just a minute. First, let's go out to RC in Illinois. See, I knew we just have to rattle a few cages. I know you're out there, America. Hey, RC, how are you?
I'm doing fine, lovely lady. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about this judge saying no?
I'm loving the NSA getting poked in the eye here. And I can't wait for it to go to fruition, and they just bomberooski these folks.
I agree.
Now, as far as Snowden is concerned, he's done a valuable service, but I still think that he's an arse. So whatever, you know.
Yeah, because it was classified info, so he is
stole classified documents.
Yeah, he stole classified documents. He was a contractor. So if I'm in that position, even if I'm horrified, I'm looking at it, do you hold me up as a saint that I'm the whistleblower? Because
kind lady. No.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
And and I got a feeling that this is not the only tree that fell in the forest that's going to come down, too. I mean, this whole administration has been, to me, just asleep at the wheel. And so I'm glad the one tree's starting to crumble, and I think others are going to come. And so I'm just happy for that. Of course, everybody knows the Obamacare thing is just a complete debacle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go through and they're going to extend all of this stuff as opposed to taking care of our deficit. So, you know, I have no trust in our congressmen anymore, Senate and or the House. And it's just a fiasco. So I'm enjoying the fact that the football games are just going crazy. And, just like tonight's game, who'd have believed that just kicking kicky touchdowns, as a friend of mine used to say. He was a kicker for Cal State Fullerton. He was from Belarus. So he said, I kicky touchdown. That's how he introduced himself to people.
I love
and,
it.
That's it's going to go down to the wire, and that's great.
I think so, too. It makes it much more exciting. I love the heavy, heavy drama. RC, thanks so much for the call. So, see, RC says he really said what I said. He agrees with me that you can't. It is great what's happening to the NSA, no doubt about it. But you cannot hold Snowden up as someone who's not accountable for ripping off classified information, because that's what he did. Now, somebody else could say, well, that's what a whistleblower does. I mean, a whistleblower is going to have to break the code, if you will. But that's not true. And then you could say, well, if you took it to someone higher up, what are they going to do? They're going to say, well, that's how we do business here. But there are other ways around that, definitely. And you just can't accept that. Otherwise, who would fill any of these spots? Are you kidding? They didn't like the way something was done. I mean, you see now what's happened to the NSA. So in a sense, it is bearing fruit from the fact that he is dumping all this information. But no president, Democratic or Republican, is going to give this guy, would give this guy amnesty. No way. I mean, down the line, if he lives to be an old man and he's living his life out somewhere and somebody grants him amnesty after the fact, maybe, but I don't think any time in the near future. I'd be stunned. That would be the most shocking thing to me, in fact, if that happened. All right, check out this story. There's a guy named John Beal, and he's undergoing sentencing in a D.C. courtroom on Wednesday. He pled guilty to defrauding the government of $900,000 in salary and other benefits, but that doesn't explain what he did. He could also go to jail for 3 years. He worked for the EPA, and he was a highly paid climate change expert at the EPA who really didn't do his job. For 18 months, he didn't show up for work, just offering all kinds of excuses connected to a fake intelligence role he dreamed up at the CIA. He faked malaria, a rescue mission that he said he was on to save a CIA colleague who was being tortured by the Taliban. He billed the government $57,000 for 5 trips to Cali, to California, went to see his parents, and for trips to London. The CIA has never seen him. They have no record of him. They say he never went in the door. He didn't have a security clearance. And the climate expert was actually using his absences to go for long rides on his mountain bike. Didn't get enough mountain bike time in to catch up on reading. It's just crazy. How could this possibly have happened in the EPA? Patrick Sullivan, who is the EPA Assistant Inspector General, he's doing the investigation. He says, I've worked for the government for 35 years. I've never seen anything like this. And now the key thing is how many people knew about it, because that's the other side of this coin. Other people knew that this couldn't be right, that he was making up nonsense. And here he was getting salary and bonuses of $206,000 a year, way more than his superiors. How does this happen? This is a guy who worked on the Clean Air Act. It's crazy. Nuts. We Can Count coming up.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Soap. The FDA says it isn't any better than the soap and water that you should use. Wow, this isn't a new issue. The FDA started asking questions about triclosan, which is a chemical in the antibacterial hand soap and whatnot, in 1978. But the fact that the FDA waited 35 years to protect the public from what could be a harmful chemical is kind of worrisome. Let me say that number again. 35 years. So, we started asking about it in the 70s, but we haven't really pushed it to the limit until right now. We have an open comment period right now for 180 days. And then ultimately, there'll be some kind of a ruling in this. The FDA agreed last month to do something about triclosan by 2016. Oh, that's not good. So you got 180 days to comment, and then they're going to encourage researchers from, or they are encouraging researchers from industry, academic institutions, and anywhere else to submit any information they might have that is going to shed some light on triclosan's safety and effectiveness. The FDA didn't say what prompted the move to suggest a new regulation for this chemical, which is used in 93% of liquid products labeled antibacterial or antimicrobial. Think of going into the hospitals, which they always have that the antibacterial stuff up, and say to wash your hands with it. Oh, my, oh, my. I think of the amount of people in my life that have shoved the antibacterial stuff on me. How many times have I used it? How many times have you used it? Ugh. This story is even hard for me to talk about because it makes me so furious when I even think about it. And perhaps it's because I spent some time in this area and because I can't believe that this is happening and what would make somebody have no feeling for another human that they could do something so heinous. This is the holidays. People are shopping. There is a mall in New Jersey. It's called Short Hills Mall. There's a 30-year-old with his wife leaving the mall after shopping, going to the garage, you know, just right there at the mall. And here it is, 10 days before Christmas. The 30-year-old was shot and killed in a carjacking. Dustin Freeland and his wife had just left Short Hills. It was just 9 o'clock. And he was shot in the head while trying to get into his Range Rover, which was parked in the third level of a parking garage near a Nordstrom's, which could happen to any one of us parking anywhere in these garages. They say two men just approached him, opened fire as he was getting in the driver's side, opening the passenger side door for his wife. They then jumped into the car and they sped off. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. His wife wasn't hurt, physically anyway. The stolen Range Rover was recovered on Monday morning. It was abandoned in Newark. Newark is about 15 miles away from the mall. They're still looking for the suspects. And here's the frightening part, the other frightening part about this. The fact is that apparently the close proximity of Newark, New Jersey, to this Short Hills, as I said, 15 miles, there's been an epidemic of this. They've had over 130 carjackings through the beginning of the year through just July. So naturally the family is beyond hysterical over what can they do. They can only say that he had his whole life in front of him. He had just been married a couple of years and he had worked his rear end off to get where he was. And it's not about that. It's about the life being lost. They're offering a $10,000 reward. Who knows if they'll ever find the people who did this. One can only hope, but it certainly won't bring the man back. And it's 10 days before Christmas. And then they even ditched the car. So what was the reason for that? Sadly, makes no sense. Not to add to misery, because this too, sadly, is another depressing story, but it's a shocking story of a different sort, and it certainly counts as far as numbers are concerned. It's a sad number. A 13-year-old girl is, the family of a 13-year-old girl is demanding answers after this 13-year-old underwent a routine procedure to help her fix sleep apnea, but unfortunately she'd never recovered from that. She was declared brain dead 3 days after having her tonsils removed. Doctors agreed to run a series of tests to determine if there was any brain activity coming from Jahi McGrath, but earlier in the day they said they planned to take her off life support, and then of course she was declared brain dead by December 12th. The family was of course stunned, didn't have much to say, didn't expect anything of the sort. She was an eighth grader. It was supposed to be a routine surgery. And that's what the family was told. She was choking on her own blood and went into cardiac arrest at the intensive care unit after waking up from a tonsillectomy. Oh, my, oh, my. Again, another depressing story before Christmas, but something that the family, I think, legally needs to pursue to keep anybody else safe from having this kind of a thing happen to them. Obviously, things can go wrong in surgeries, but a routine surgery like that, there certainly was no warning of, you know, why do it then? Why even have it if there was any kind of a threat? And that's exactly what they were told, so they weren't thinking that. All right, let's jump to temperatures. We're getting close to Christmas time for those who celebrate Christmas. The Midwest, the Northeast, not getting much of a break from winter weather. Got this low-pressure system moving in, happening Monday from Canada. That means low temperatures, new snow by the weekend, major winter storm perhaps, and it's just going to get dragged through the Midwest and through the East. And certainly we're seeing those bone-chilling conditions that we keep talking about as far as where the lows are. And it's definitely in the freezing spot with the right collision. That means snow. So some people could see maybe a white Christmas. Maybe a white Christmas. A Boeing 737, because of the weather, slid off the runway at Dane County Regional Airport in Madison and into a snowbank. The airport said none of the 60 passengers were injured on the plane. Thank goodness. That certainly is good news, because there is an ice box in the upper Midwest, and that can lead to some disastrous things, no doubt. People talking about incredibly low temperatures in the single digits, and bringing with it now, apparently, the possibility of snow for Christmas. Although snow on Christmas is not a bad thing. If you're going to shiver, you're going to be cold, and you're going to get the white stuff, who doesn't want to have that on Christmas? I'd say that's the one time that you would want to have it. I love these stories about how big of a catch someone makes. And this actually happened a few days ago, but I love this story. I earmarked it so we could talk about it on one of our weekend counts. Imagine you're a lobster diver and you want to talk about the catch of your lifetime, an 18-pounder, an 18-pound lobster, and at the Huntington Beach Pier. That's what happened with 27-year-old Joseph Alley. He'd been lobster diving for a decade, and he said the latest lobster that he grabbed was putting up a crazy, crazy fight, and said that the lobster went straight to his face and tried to wrap around him, and his mask came off, and he just got on top of the, you know, got around the lobster, and when he looked up, came up, all of that, it turned out to be a huge lobster, 18 pounds, 18 pounds. And you should see this thing. This is radio. I mean, it looks like something that is an animated creature. You know, it looks like something that was designed. It's crazy. They think that it might be, and they don't know this for sure, because they can live to be pretty old. They think it might be 50 years or older. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife believes that. And they weighed it. They weighed it after they looked at it, so they were eyeballing it and thinking, yeah, you know, this could be perhaps up to maybe 20 some pounds, and it turned out it was the 18 pounds, and it's just amazing. He said he was going to boil it and cook it and have it with his girlfriend and have a good dinner. I'm going to boil this 50-year-old lobster, but it's wild that he found it in his wetsuit. Diving was what he was doing. And then it turns out to be this almost record-setting lobster. Good for him. I don't know about lobster diving, though. It'd be pretty freaky. Something's starting to pull on you. You're not sure. You can kind of see it. I guess if you do it for a living, you're used to it. All right, stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You know what that means? Yep, it means lots of stress. I can already see it in the faces of the people in line frantically grabbing presents and cards and whatnot. And I think to myself, there is an easier way to do this. You can plan it out throughout the year, and then you don't have to be hysterical at the last second and get uptight because you have to fight all the traffic and people. And you just, you know, the anxiety, I think, level is so high in this country when it comes to the holidays. And part of that is just poor planning. Although I myself have done the same thing at times, I am starting to train myself not to do that. So who better to join us on the show than psychologist Dr. Wendy James, one of our favorites. Doc, I'll tell you what, this is, we always know when the holidays are coming. We know it. It's the same time, around the same time every year. But yet, is it putting it off, procrastination? Why do we wait till the last second, for goodness sake, and cause ourselves all that anxiety?
I don't know, but 80% of Americans are stressed during the holidays, and they continue every year. So, Kate, I'm not sure, but recent research says 1 in 5 will inquire about a divorce after
wow.
the holidays.
Wow, that's That's terrible. They want a divorce and had enough.
Boy, shocked you.
One in five is a very, very big number. So what do you tell people if somebody comes to you and they say, you know, oh, I'm so stressed and my family's coming in, and they start to tell you the whole holiday scenario, what do you tell them?
I tell them you need to relax a little bit. And women get, we're the ones that prepare everything. But the problem is there's a guilt factor added to the time. We feel guilty as women. Men don't feel guilty. They may feel bad a little time, but they're not guilty. And so a major cause of stress is change in daily patterns. So we now have our daily patterns and our rituals for holiday. And we love holiday. We love it. It brings all of us together. But everybody gets stressed out about it.
So do you tell people, what do you tell people to do? Do you take deep breaths? Don't think about it? Space it out? What do you do?
Yes. There's overindulgence in buying, drinking, and eating. So they come to me after.
Yeah, after everything.
Overeating and drinking. But I don't want them to do that. And so buying, and we get stressful. And women are the worst stress of all. We want to make everybody happy.
Yeah, do you tell them you can't make everybody happy? You can't make everyone happy, though, Doc.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. So then we get, if you get through the hump, then we get into the new year and things calm down a bit for people who have that holiday anxiety. So I guess that's the good thing. They can take a breath after that, and they just have to figure out a way to make it not as stressful next time. You said something that really tripped my trigger when you said daily rituals and the patterns. Do you, a lot of times when, and you're right, people fall into these patterns and they're not always healthy patterns. Is that part of the key? Is part of the key breaking your patterns, forcing yourself to mix it up in a better way?
Well, I think it's realizing there's routines, daily routines, and the rituals or the holidays. And women, unfortunately, we all want everybody to be happy. And my book is The Princess Chronicles, and I talk about that, how we want everything to be good and happy. Women do that. Guys don't really care that much. And so we get into the holidays, and we need to realize that it's about coming together with your family and doing the right things. And as women, we get stressed more than men, because we do more than men. It just happens.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that. That's part of the whole thing, is trying to discover the balancing act. All right, something else that's going on, and I'm sure it'll be really heavy during the holiday season. It's this crazy phenomenon that actually has been around for a while, but now it has a name, and now more people are doing it. And it's this whole thing with the selfies, taking the selfies. And some people are saying that if you have a teenager and they're posting pictures of themselves constantly on Facebook or Twitter, they're looking for validation, or anybody doing that is looking for validation, if it's too high. Is that a disturbing trend to see that?
Yes, it is. As a psychologist, Dr. Wendy, as a psychologist, I'm seeing so many young children on the media. That means they're dating, they're posting, they're everything on the internet. And it is disturbing because they don't realize whatever they post is out for everybody. And so they post things of themselves, their Facebook, they take pictures of themselves, and it's out there for everybody to see. And they don't realize that can affect your job.
Yeah, and down the line, it can affect your job, too. Or colleges, getting into colleges, and you know, who knows down the line. Do you think that one of the key things is if there is a problem to get that early diagnosis, how important is that in your field? How important is it when you can get people that come in at the beginning rather when things have really gone downhill for a long time?
Well, I don't really see a lot of people as a psychologist that come in for because they're posting on emails or Facebook or whatever it might be. What I find is so many more children distressed and seeking out help than ever was true in my generation. My parents said, oh, if you don't work, I'll find you something to do. And there's so many more problems with the economy, and I don't feel connected, that young children that used to be put them to work are now seeking help. And that bothers me.
Yeah, definitely different times than dealing with social media and whatnot. And, you know, we just had this, too, while we have you with us, Dr. James. We just had another shooting, this time at a – this shooting was at a high school that was 8 miles from Columbine, from the Columbine area, where 14 years ago so many kids were killed. And how awful that was. It really raised the red flag to school shootings and whatnot. And here now we have another shooting, and a young girl is fighting for her life, and the kid that was the shooter killed himself, and he was apparently, what's being said is he was after a teacher, after really a librarian, who had embarrassed him. He was on the debate team and all this kind of stuff, and that mixed into it. How this goes along with what we're saying about teenagers and whatnot.
This wasn't the recent one, and Dallas, right? This is another one.
This is another one in Colorado, but it just adds to the here we go again, because there have been so many lately. And
right. And we're doing something wrong. We're not finding the children that need help as a mental health issue. And most of us know the children that are disturbed, and we don't have enough resources to help them, whether it's community saying we need to help them or psychological help. And I didn't know about this one, but there's so many people that are being stressed now, and children. What my parents did is said, go out and play, and we can't now.
Yeah, and maybe that's part of the problem. Yeah, maybe that's part of the problem. That
my parents said, go out and play, and if you do anything wrong, you're cut off, you know. And now people are afraid to go out.
True.
There's danger.
Right, afraid to let their kids out. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, no
and they want to give their kids everything, and we could get in the Christmas holiday about I want to give my kids everything they want, and that's not good either, because we don't teach them to be responsible adults.
Yep. How true. Perfect way to end this. Happy holidays, Dr. Wendy James. Thanks so much
Happy
for coming
holidays.
On.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.